our guest today, Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel. Ray Benson is asleep at the wheel, and he hires all these great musicians over a 50-year period. Asleep at the Wheel has been doing this incredible Texas swing, honky-tonk country music. They're going to go on a 50th anniversary tour very soon. They're going to have a new album coming out, which Ray will talk to you about in just a minute. They have released an EP. It only has three songs on it. These three songs will not be part of the 50th anniversary double LP, double CDs thing that's going to come out in October, I think Ray will say, October. We're going to talk about Better Times. The only tune of the three written by Ray Benson, we're going to talk about Columbus Stockade Blues. The arrangement he did of that is like nothing you've ever heard. But Better Times really describes well these times right now as we're leaving, hopefully, this restriction in the COVID era. And hopefully we'll get back to playing music. I know that they have a schedule coming up to celebrate their 50th year, but this is Ray Benson. From Asleep at the Wheel, I am very, very honored to have as my guest Ray Benson.
Howdy.
How are you, Ray?
I'm good.
Well, I'm so glad to have the opportunity to speak with you. I will tell you that the audience of Unreal Bluegrass knows well of Asleep at the Wheel, not just because of the constant influence. On every album that comes out, somewhere along the line, they're going to have a tune that we throw this big blanket over called Western Swing. It could be Honky Tonk, but they often refer to Asleep at the Wheel as an influence. Your name comes up often, Asleep at the Wheel, the entity, the music that you preserved. And when I think about this, Ray, I want to talk about this EP, but in 1970, I was alive then, and I was listening to all kinds of music. You had the idea of, in the midst of, wow, right after Woodstock, in the midst of all kinds of rock and roll and all kinds of music and real progressive sounds and jazz and bluegrass, you decided you would grab a hold of what we collectively call Western swing music. And I just think in 1970, what I don't want to say what possessed you, but that was pretty bold.
That question's been asked many times, you know.
Well,
first by my parents. And then, you know, I honestly, what it was a kind of, we were like amateur musicologists. So me and Lucky and Leroy we sought out old 78 RPM records and old guys that, you know, that we knew had played. And so we felt that it was a cool idea to have a band that not only was contemporary, but was, well, took from the past the roots of American popular music and form a band. So, and that was, you know, country music, country western music, excuse me, not what they call country music.
I know.
Country western music, yeah. Honky tonk music, western swing, R&B, you know, jump music, swing music, and just throw that all into our experiences and see what happens.
I tell you, I remember the first album. I was buying LPs then. Coming Right At You, I think, was the first release.
Coming Right At You. Yep. Yeah, recorded it in 72, come out in February of 73, I believe, or maybe April, I don't know.
The EP that I've got my hands on that I'm sharing with the audience, and we just played Better Times from that, which is a tune you wrote. The label is Dismo, correct?
You said it just exactly right.
I had some help on that, I have to tell you. I told you before we went on the air, Cindy Cashdollar was on the show last April, and she had an album out called Waltz for Abilene, in which you performed Peacock Alley on that particular album.
That's right.
And yeah. I said, Cindy, help me with the pronunciation. She said, it's Bismo. It's the little character from Pogo. I thought, now it all makes sense to me.
Yes, it's a swamp name from Louisiana.
There you go. So it's on Bismo. We want to give credit to the label. The track that of the three that I have, Better Times is perfect for what we're going through right now because everybody's been holed up. And here you are, going back on tour. They can find all that information on a website, probably Asleep at the Wheel. If they look for that, they would find your website and touring.
Oh, yeah.
50 years, Better Times is the perfect song as we enter out of this COVID into, let's get back into reality again, what we now believe is reality. And the song is just a great, I mean, there's so many great references to to everybody looks like Jesse James in the streets. And that there's two other songs that I have that you've arranged. The audience knows well Columbus Stockade, but I want to talk about Better Times a little bit. When did you bring up that one, put it together?
Oh, I reckon it was about 4 months ago, you know, and I started, like I tell so, I was been watching a lot of black and white 40s movies, you know, stuck at the house and not a whole lot else to do, and I kept, you know, thinking about, you know, when World War II ended, the people were just, you know, I'll see you again when, you know, another time, we'll see you, you know, because somebody get off to go to war, you didn't know if you ever see him again, and so I said, we're kind of like that. We fought a war with this virus, and we'll all be, you know. And then I saw that we were turning the corner, you know.
It feels that way.
Yeah. And that's when I said, oh, you know, just, and then the song just kind of flowed, really.
It's a nice description of a horrible time. But I mean, it's a nice description of the fact that we're the one that what we're here as still the ones who are left, and we recognize that. You know, yeah, it's a nice, gentle song about here we go back into better times, and I think you're right. I think most people feel this way. Certainly music venues and artists who have been sidelined are very happy to get back out.
Well, like when we play it now in the shows, I mean, people respond emotionally. It's, you know.
Yeah, I would, you know, I would think so.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You know, we played in St. Louis the other night and in West Texas. And, yeah, it was very, you know, if you're a performer and a songwriter, to move people is like, you know, that's the prize.
That's, it really is perfect. There are a lot of people writing songs about, you know, the perils, let's say, of being confined in lockdown. There aren't that many that I've heard so far. I'm sure there'll be more about coming out of it, and I think it's a perfect way to get back into it.
Well, the video is really cool, and you can get that on YouTube, and it's...
YouTube, you mean my tube?
Your own tube.
I got it. I've seen it, and I've posted it and tried to spread it around for you.
Yeah, and y'all's tube, I like to call it. It's funny, my son and Katie's husband shot the thing, and then my son edited it. He is a professional, but I don't have to pay him. But he edited the video, and it's gotten a lot of attention because seeing Austin deserted like that was had to go out late at night, but it's still.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, a city like Austin, Texas, and if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Ray Benson. I'm so thrilled to have Ray Benson on the show. I've plotted and schemed of ways to achieve this, and I've just been able to do it. Ray Benson, Asleep at the Wheel, they have an EP title cut, Better Times, you heard before we started discussing. There's two other songs, and you're talking about now that video and the fact that here's a city like Austin, like Nashville a lot. When the music was killed, it was crickets. I mean, it was just, and the restaurants were closed. There was just no, it must have been very strange. The video is very good at that.
Yeah, no, it was a pause in time that perhaps the world needed it, you know. And I think it showed a lot of people a different world that could be. You know, maybe you don't need to get in your car and drive, you know, for an hour to go to work and pollute the air and sit in traffic. And, you know, maybe there's other ways to do things. And certainly for us it was. You know, we were on a 48-year constant touring, you know, and both on personal health and personal sanity and financial reality. It really opened my eyes to a lot of things that I would not have been able to figure out just getting back on the bus and working 150 days a year.
That's a lot, you know, and I would hope that everybody had that opportunity. Not everybody did because some of us were... some people were just scrambling every minute, didn't have a lot of time to reflect. But I hope sometime during this period that they had some time to just sort of think about things and regather and recharge, hopefully.
Yeah. Yep. So it's been a good year. And did a lot of songwriting that, again, on the road when you're performing, it's kind of hard to sit down and work on songs, you know. So it got a lot of songs written and got a lot of recording done and... And so it was a very productive year, and we're looking forward to traveling again, which we are. We'll start hitting it pretty soon.
Yeah, well, it's a busy touring schedule. It's available to see. It's a lot of Southwest Texas and then up in Northeast. I am in the right smack dab middle of Midwest. You don't come through my part of the town of the country just yet, but I'm certain that you're going to add more dates as things progress.
Yeah, we're looking for them. You know, the upper Midwest and the Midwest is where we play so much, but the venue, we lost a lot of venues, you know, music halls, bars, and so, you know, it's that's been a concern, but we're assuming that we'll start it back up again and people will open up new venues, and we'll see what happens.
Ray Benson, of the three tunes that I have on this EP, Better Times, the audience has heard. All I'm Asking, you mentioned Katie Schuer. She pretty much handles the vocals on All I'm Asking.
Yeah, that's a song written by the Band of Heathens, Ed and Gordy. We had tried to record that about 3 years ago on a record, we never quite got an arrangement that suited everything. And that one just started playing it, and it was like, I said, think of the TV show Happy Days, and so that's how that one jumped out of us, and she just nailed it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to connect. There's one other tune on here that I'm going to talk about in a minute. You do a version of Columbus Stockade, which is a very well-known tune in bluegrass circles and folk music. Before I talk to you about that, though, because it's not like any version they've ever heard before, there is a new album. You're going to release an album. Are you able to speak at all about the new album coming up for the 50th anniversary? This is not part of that. You have another new album.
Yeah. No, it's just finished it. The cover's done. It's being mastered and printed. It'll be out in October, and it's a double album, a double vinyl album, along with CD, etc. But we got the original band back together, and about 20 of the alumni is in the band, and guest artists, and recorded some of the original hits of Asleep at the Wheel, some new stuff, some old stuff, guest artists from Willie Nelson to George Strait to Lynn Womack, etc., and... anyway, yeah, so that's going to be, just finished it.
That's going to be a blast to hear. To me, Asleep at the Wheel, and I used, like a lot of people my age or in my era, used Asleep at the Wheel to back up, to find out what your origins were. But it's so easy now to just think of Asleep at the Wheel as preserving that music, and now your history of 50 years and all the 20-plus records and the Grammys. You've recorded with so many people for so many different special projects. It must be really nice to be able to say, at 50, we're going to gather some of these tunes up again and some of these artists back.
Yeah, it was sort of, we thought we had to do it. Everybody was alive, thankfully, and able to sing and play, and it was a real creative effort. The hardest part was we had to do it. Lucky was in Perth, Australia. Chris is in California. Leroy's in Vermont. Larry was in Nashville. Michael was in Toronto, et cetera. So we had to, and perhaps it's actually the only way we could have done it, because we were able to send tracks up to people, and we had to transport and fly everybody over. We might not have been able to do it. So, yeah, it went really cool.
Well, and that's a way that a lot of music is made today, regardless of the COVID, but it certainly came in more handy during COVID times, but it's not unusual for tracks to be sent back and forth, and especially when people live far distances away. A lot of recording is done that way. I think it's more of an anomaly now if you can actually get everybody in the same room. If you can, that's great. But I think
We did record, Tony came down from New York, and he was able to. Dylan had took off the time, so Tony was available, and anyway, it went great.
Before I let you go, I'm going to let you go. I know you're very busy. Columbus Stockade, Ray, I want to ask you about that, because, as I said, it's a very familiar song, but not this arrangement, which is your arrangement of Columbus Stockade Blues or Columbus Stockade. That's one that they've heard before, but not like this, not like Asleep at the Wheel does it.
Well, that was courtesy of Willie Nelson. Willie recorded Columbus Stockade Blues which was kind of a joke he always did back in the 60s. He was married to a lady named Charlie, and she was a good singer and a bass player, and they had a duet, and that was their arrangement. They did up-tempo arrangement. Well, so I just took it and made it into a jam, and we also did a three-part harmony instead of just two people.
That's great.
But that was Thank You, Willie Nelson.
Ray Benson, thank you, Ray Benson, Asleep at the Wheel. I love the music. I'm so glad that you're going back out with this 50th anniversary double CD LP vinyl set.
Well, and, what's the nearest town to you that we can book a show?
Well, since I'm just south of Cincinnati, I live in northern Kentucky, so if you're anywhere near Cincinnati or Louisville, I can
be
in Louisville.
We're booked in Cincinnati. Yeah, we're already booked in Cincinnati.
All right. I'll find it.
Yeah, we're coming your way. You know, I went to Antioch College for 1 year.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I know Southern Ohio.
Okay. Well, I'll find you when you come here. I'll make sure I find you, and I might get a chance to shake and howdy or wave at you, but I'd be looking forward to you coming back.
I want
to
tell you something. My first recording as a professional guitar player was in Mount Healthy, Ohio.
No kidding.
At Rusty Orch Studio. In 1969, for a student film project, and I played guitar and tuba on it.
I used to teach business law in Mount Healthy, Ohio, but it was a little bit after that. You wouldn't have seen me there.
Yeah, it was an old studio for this guy, Rusty Orch. He was a rock and roll or a rockabilly singer from the 50s.
Okay.
Had a recording studio. So I know, yeah, I know Cincinnati. I have a lot of relatives. I used to go there as a kid all the time. I had the cords there. My cousins lived there.
When Asleep at the Wheel comes this way, I'll make sure that I find you. And if you have the opportunity, I'd love to say hi to you.
All right. Well, adios, amigo. I got to go head over to this meeting.
See you, brother. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.